Lebanese. Now you're thinking, what is that? Well, it's a part of the sermon teaching that we'll be going into this morning. We're going to go to the temple, and I'm excited about that. And I pray that you're excited about what God is doing in your life in this season and the encounters with God that we're all having, that God is transforming us from the inside out, and I'm excited about that. I want you to continue to pray and just seek the Lord's face. Be willing to hear his voice. We're going to deal with that in the sermon today. Just some announcements before we get into our song and then get into the message of the day. Just want to remind you to check out ebcnc.com. I'm excited. Hopefully it's matriculated to you already, but we have done a lot of additions to our website and some add-ons. In the upcoming days, don't have the exact date, we're working on a church app. Yes, a church app. That'll mean from your Android phone and your iPhone, you can go to your store there and you can download the app for Ebenezer. We'll have a special link and it'll be specifically for our church. So we're working towards these things. Podcasts will be connected with it, blogs, and we've got a prayer board. I'm really excited about the prayer board being able to put out information and you also to put your prayer request. So some exciting things to come. So check out our website. If you have any suggestions, some things that you want to see, hey, shoot me a text or an email, reach out to us so that we can incorporate that in our website. I'm just excited. Our webmaster, Angela Howard, shout out to you, Philip, all the things that you've been doing and others that have been part of this process. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't forget about just everything that's connected within our website. Check out your tabs and things that you may like, man, can I get the Bible there? Yes, there's going to be within our app a little section that you can go to the Bible. So a lot of fun things. Don't forget about all our teachings. Really trying to keep that up Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays so that we can be edified in this season and in time. And then even after COVID, when life goes back to a sense of normalcy of the past, we still want to keep a interaction, connection online for those who may be in different areas. I've gotten so many good comments from those who may be in another state, and they have been focusing in on our online ministries and have been blessed. So we just thank God for the ability and technology in this day and time to affect and infect. I've been saying that a lot on those that are around us. Want you to interact. Many of you are already see that comment section down where you can actually say hello to the family members and put your shouts and your amen. So that interaction is very important. And that's why our app and our website is pushing to more interaction so that we can all stay connected and be notified with our apps. We're going to be able to notify you on some upcoming events, things that are coming on. So I'm really excited right there on your phone. And finally today, giving. Thank you. Thank you for your giving. It's been on so many levels. To our church, keeping up with things that we have to run, but also giving, just reaching out to the members, texting them and calling them and just staying together as a family. It's just been a blessed time that God has just used us in an amazing way. So I want you to really focus in on our scripture. Many years has been strong on my heart on the proper way of giving. That 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. But that 9 and 8 verse is very powerful too. It says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. And I'm telling you, even in crazy times, God is a wonderful, wonderful provider. So before we go on any further, let me pray with you. Father, I just thank you so much. I thank you for the giving today. I thank you for moving on hearts. Father, thank you for this ministry that we're just holding you up and lifting you up. Lord, you're holding us up. We're lifting your word up. And Lord, we thank you that your word will not return void unto you. Thank you for the many blessings that you've given us and your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful provisions. We just give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, after this next song, I'm going to be back, and we're going to the temple today. You be blessed.
Good morning, church.
You were blessed by that song. Well, I'm excited about the Word of God. I was just thinking, going through, man, the Lord is just doing so many wonderful things, and I pray that you're sensing Him in your life as we've been in this series, An Encounter with God. Before we go any further, I want to just pray with you just so that our minds will be set and prepared to go into the scriptures today. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for your many, many blessings, Lord. Lord, as we approach your word, just do it very carefully. Lord, there are so many that are listening and looking in, and I pray that they're all saved. But just in case someone is looking in that does not know you, would you help them to confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that, Father, you've raised them from the dead, and you said they would be saved. Let them know it's by grace through faith and not of themselves. It's a gift from you. Help them to receive that gift today. Would you forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness? Holy Spirit, I welcome you. You've never failed. Would you teach us and guide us and lead us into all truth? Please make this word so plain, so easy to be understood, that even a small child can be transformed to be like you. Thank you for your anointing, Lord, that transforms us from the inside out. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's get into this portion of scripture today as we've been having different encounters with God as we've been following through the scriptures from the Old Testament to New Testament. Actually, today we're in the New Testament, and the Lord just impressed this person, this prophet on my heart. And so we're going to go to the temple, Old Testament, and we're going to pick up these verses. 1 Samuel 3:10, it reads, "Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, Speak, for your servant hears." I want to read that again. We really wanted you to process that whole portion of scripture. 1 Samuel 3:10. "Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, Speak, for your servant hears." I want to speak from a title today, Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. As we enter into this portion of scripture, we've journeyed. We've dealt with Abraham to Paul the Apostle and their encounters with God. Today, we are entering into the temple. We're dealing with this prophet called Samuel. Now, there's some background. The time frame is about 1067 BC, and so much has happened to even get us up to this portion of scripture. There's this beautiful lady. Her name is Hannah. That's Samuel's mom. But before Samuel was even conceived, Hannah was having some issues within her home life. Her husband was Elkanah, and there was a second wife. Her name was Peninnah. Yes, there were two women in the house, and there was a lot of stress going on. I want to put forth, that's what they did in the Old Testament. God never really sanctioned that. There was always a main woman of the house, and Hannah was that lady. But the problem is, Hannah could not conceive. Peninnah was able to conceive and was having children, and because of that, pressure was being put on Hannah, and she was seen as less of a woman. She was feeling that way, and so Hannah goes to the temple. Eli is the high priest at that time, and Israel is really changing. Israel used to be known for that kingdom that God led, fire by night and cloud by day. But now all kinds of lewdness is entering into the place of God's chosen people. Eli's sons are very wicked. They are actually taking the sacrifices for their own, and they're sleeping with the women that were bringing the sacrifice. So much lewdness. Eli tried to correct them, but they wouldn't listen. And because of that, severe judgment is getting ready to come upon Israel and Eli's family. Eli being the high priest at that time, he's in the temple, and Hannah comes. And Hannah is actually praying. And as she's at the section of prayer, the place of prayer, she's not verbalizing it. She's just moving her lips. And Eli actually thinks that she's drunk and says that. And Hannah says, no, I'm not drunk. My heart is hurting. And Eli realizes that. And Eli prophesies into her life that she is going to conceive a child. And because of this, Hannah says, I'm excited. She receives it by faith. It does happen. And she dedicates Samuel, the child that's coming, to the Lord. Literally, after he's been weaned, she takes him to the temple and says, hey, it's my son. I'm going to come back and visit, but I want him to stay with you, Eli, and be trained up in the priesthood. Isn't that amazing? That's what you call true dedication of a child. Hannah even makes little robes for Samuel as he's growing up, as he's ministering within the temple. And so today we pick up 1 Samuel 3 in the first verse. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Here's our first point. We need a word from the Lord. We need a word from the Lord. Now, I want to deal with the scripture. I want you to look at that first verse again. Notice Samuel trained up in the temple by Eli from very young age. He ministered to the Lord before Eli. He is being trained at this point to go into the presence of God. And remember, we've actually studied in Deuteronomy and Leviticus that there were so many precepts that needed to be taken care of, or literally you would die in the presence of God. So everything was particular. It was the Levitical priesthood that had to take care of all these. And so Samuel is learning this whole process. And notice it lets us know what's going on in Israel. It says, and the word of the Lord was rare. Yes, rare. And I pray some of the lights are coming on as you're listening and thinking about it. I'm telling you, I believe in this day and time, even with technology, even with all the churches we have on corners, despite what's going on with COVID, the word of God, the true word of God is rare. We've got a lot of entertainment. We've got a lot of people that can make us feel good. But I'm talking about actually receiving a word from the Lord that changes our life and transforms us from the inside out. It's becoming rare even in our times, in our season. And it says there was no widespread revelation. When we get away from God, when a darkness begins to set upon an area and people begin to do what they want to do as Eli's sons were doing, and Eli, he tried to correct them as said before, but did not do a good job at correcting them. Now we find out that it seems that it's harder to hear a word from the Lord. Thomas Anthony Whitfield, he wrote lyrics for Vicky Winan to actually give us a picture of what's going on. He says, we don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will bond within our hearts and give us direction from above. Lord, we lack thy wisdom and thy understanding. Lord, we lack the very love you showed for your son. Lord, we've altered in thy ways and we stand so much to gain. So give us your word, Lord. Speak, Lord. And then he goes on. We need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord. Just one word from the Lord will move all the doubts and cause the sun to shine and give peace of mind. Speak, Lord. Speak. Yeah, this is what we need. We just need a word from the Lord in this season, in this time. We're trying so much. Politics and Democrats and Republicans and independents and all the other movements are trying to fix things. And we've got a new president's coming in and wants to fix things. But I'm telling you, we've got to have a word from the Lord. We've got to hear his voice within our lives, and we've got to obey and do what God would have us to do. Speak, Lord. Notice 1 Samuel 3:2. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. Here's another point. Darkness and light. Darkness and light. Now there's so much that is going on within the temple. I told you I had a candelabra, and at that time they would actually have a special one that would have seven labras that would actually come up, and there it would be lit. And so at a prescribed time, they would have to make sure that the lighting of those candles would actually burn throughout the night. And so when the breaking of day would occur, those candles would be let out and the light from the outside would be let in. And so here we find Samuel and Eli in the temple early in the morning, or you can look at late at night, at the breaking of day, God decides that he wants to speak to Samuel. Look at that scripture in that second verse again. And when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see. Now, this is a physical condition of Eli, but also a spiritual condition. We found out with Apostle Paul. Remember, he was blinded on the road and he got up and couldn't see, but he could see spiritually. Physically, he couldn't see, but spiritually, when he received his physical sight, now he could see physically and spiritually. Notice Eli's physical sight is diminishing and his spirituality is actually going through because of his derelict sons and what they're doing. That third verse, and it says, and the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was lying down. So this whole process is going, and God speaks out to Samuel, says, here am I. The Lord called Samuel and said, here I am. And so God calls the voice. His voice calls Samuel, calls out his name. And all Samuel knows, okay, somebody called me. Talking about darkness to light. Israel's presence of God is actually growing dim. And I led up to this. Their power and their authority, the nations that are looking at them, now they're kind of looking down because they're seeing all of this lewdness that's going on. And where they used to be an example to the world, now they become a laughing stock simply because of the priesthood and what they upheld. Could this be an indictment of where we are in our society right now? When people think about the church, are they just thinking about a physical building and go, oh, that's a nice church, and the people go to that nice church? Or are they thinking about a church that has people that are really the church, and we are the anointed of God that have been changed from the inside out, and that we hold the authority of God? And I dare say in this season and time, when people think about the church, they think about building, and then they think about people who have not been changed. They think about people who are hypocritical and judgmental, and they talk all of these big things, but they're not living it out. But I'm telling you, saints, we've got to get to a day and a time that the transformation of God comes on the inside of us, and we're known for the authority of God. We're known for the power of God. If someone's going through, they're going to come to us, and they know that we can get a prayer through. We can lay hands on the sick, and they're going to recover. We've got to come to the point that we have faith in God, and we're the first example of the Spirit and the power of God. I'm talking about speak, Lord. Theologian Williams, he captured the scene that's unfolding in the temple. Night reigned. The lamp of God was going out in the temple. The high priest's eyes were grown dim so that he could not clearly see, and both he and Samuel were asleep. Speak, Lord. And so this whole process, it gives us a physical picture of a spiritual reality. We're in a season and a time, listen to me, that I see people are going to sleep. Yes, they're walking around, but they're asleep. I've been doing a lot of study on sleep studies and all this thing. It's amazing that we've got so much going on and people are actually suffering from a lack of sleep. And so people are walking around and their eyes are opening, but they need sleep. They haven't had physical sleep and it's causing problems. It's causing people to be in accidents. It's causing health issues. It's causing all kinds of emotional issues because of the lack of sleep. And notice at this point, they are falling asleep within the temple. And now God is speaking to them at this present point. God wants us to wake up. God wants us to come to the point that we know his voice. Look at 1 Samuel 3:5. So he or Samuel ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. And he said, I did not call, lie down again. And he went and lay down. Sixth verse. Then the Lord called yet again,
Samuel. So Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Wow. Here's another point. Please get this. Mistaken identity. Mistaken identity. Now I want to get this right. So God has been calling Samuel's name, Samuel. And Samuel's like, here I am. I'm here. I can hear you. But the problem is Samuel does not understand that this is the voice of the Lord. He doesn't understand. All he knows is that I've been working in the temple. I've been trained. This is what I do. And the only voice that he's been focused on is Eli. Now, this is interesting. Remember, it's early in the morning, late at night, whichever way you want to think about. The light is going out. Eli's eyes are dimming. He can't see well. And so he's used to hearing Eli's voice, but he mistakes the voice of God for the priest's voice. Now I want you to get this. How often have we mistaken God's voice, or we attributed his voice to someone else? Yes, we've made mistakes in that. Is God calling you right now? What is he speaking? What is he calling your name? I had this so often. I had people, and I do have people come to me, and especially those who know I'm a pastor, and they'll say, "You know, Pastor Woods, God spoke to me to tell you to do such and such." Yeah. They go into detail and they begin to, you know, reveal, "God spoke to me to tell you to do such and such." And as a young pastor and preacher, man, I would jump on that. "Well, thank you for bringing that word to me." And I would jump and I would just stress and try to do all I could do and everything. And then God spoke to me and he said, "Don't you think I would speak to you? You're hearing my voice." And I started to realize, and I came up with this saying, if it moves you, then you need to move it. Yeah, so if God spoke to you, he's not most likely speaking to you to tell somebody else to do something. He's speaking to you so you can hear his voice, so you can get involved in kingdom business and his plan. And so often we do hear God's voice, but we put it off on someone else. We make excuses within our lives, but we've got to come to the point and say, "Speak, Lord. I want to make sure that I'm hearing your voice right, and I know it's from you." 1 Samuel 3:7. "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him." I love this point, and this is a question to you. Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Now, there's so many stages of growth as a Christian. Start as a baby, and then, you know, we suck, whether it's on the breastfeeding or on the bottle, that whole process of learning. I remember with our kids, one of the most strangest and scary times was one of our kids was having a hard time sucking, and the doctor was saying, it's going to be okay. They just got to get used to that. I was like, aren't they supposed to know this? You know, isn't this in their DNA? And eventually they got it, but sometimes it takes some time to actually learn how to suck properly. But I'm so glad in 1 Peter 2:2, it says of our spiritual growth, it says, "As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Do you know the Lord? There is a growing process. We can see here with Samuel. He's hearing a voice, but there's a mistaken identity, but now he's got to learn the voice of the Lord so he can answer directly to God. But there are also some things that can actually limit our growth. And I see this so much in our society, in the season of the church. And I believe that God has allowed some things to come so that we can see ourselves. 1 Corinthians 3:1, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you're still not able. For you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?" speak, Lord. There are some hindrances in our lives of growth when we allow sin to come in, when we allow the things of the world to come in, when we allow the things to bombard our lives and we get out of the Word. We're not focusing on God's Word. We're not praying the way we should. We're not worshiping and lifting up our hands. And I encourage you, even as we're separated physically, we're not in the physical church now, but notice the spiritual church is on the inside. There should be worship times in your home. There should be some singing when you're out. There should be some lifting up your hands, because you know what? God is still real and He's worthy of the praise. We've got to come to the point of saying, speak the Lord. Speak, Lord. I need you to speak in my life, and I need to walk in what you're calling me to do. We've got to come to the point of connecting. God is saying, I'm doing a wonderful thing within the lives of day. Just do and hear what I'm telling you to do. Notice 1 Samuel 3:8. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. 1 Samuel 3:9. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be if he calls you that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Here's another point. Discerning the voice of the Lord. Discerning the voice of the Lord. Now, this is key, and this is a foundation point. We gotta know the voice of the Lord. We find out that even the devil, he can transform himself into an angel of light, and he's a copycat. He tries to fake God's voice to get us to do the wrong thing. And I've seen this so often, people blaming things on God, and all they had to do was just look at the Word and find out that's not what God said, but the enemy slipped in and put some things within their mind. And that's why we can see the authority of the church going down and so many horrific things that have happened from pastors and leaders in the church and the church as a whole, simply because we were hearing the wrong voice. But we've got to be able to discern the Lord's voice. We need to have mature saints. Yes, mature saints to assist our baby Christians in growing up, to assist them in understanding the voice of the Lord. It's a tough time when babies are leading babies. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. There has to be some shouts. It's a tough time when babies are leading babies, because now there's no maturity, there's no growth. But I believe God is raising up some saints that know the Lord, that can hear His voice, and you can train others and teach them that they can hear the voice of the Lord for themselves. If you can truly hear the voice of the Lord, I'm asking, what are you doing today? Who are you reaching out to? Who are you trying to help and assist? What person are you encouraging within their walk? The voice of the Lord means everything. Titus gives us some ideas in Titus 2:1. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober and reverent, temperate, sound in faith and love and patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children. What are we doing to help other people? So often I find people that want to stay on the bottle. You remember there was a thing that was going on. It was a fad of years past that people would actually walk around with bottles in their hands, and they would be sucking on the nipples of the bottle. And it was candy they would just put in their mouth. Looks like a little bottle tops, and they would be sucking on that. And I'm just like, why are we reverting? Why are we going back to babyhood when God is calling us to be mature? And I found out that there's some grown people, grown men and women that have grown up and got age on them, but they're still babyish. They have not matured. But God has said, you got to come up a little higher. You got to realize that I am a good God, and you got to get in the Word of God, and you got to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, that we can encourage a generation. Saints of God, we need to look at the generation that's being brought up. They're having so many challenges, but if the mature saints can step up and say, God, you have left me here for a reason. You've been good. You've worked in my life, and I want to help somebody. Speak, Lord. We've got to come to that point, and we've got to let them know that God is speaking. Look at 1 Samuel 3:10. I love this. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. Now remember those former scriptures? Eli says, hold up, it's not me. I get it, because I'm mature. I've heard the voice of the Lord. It's God that's calling Samuel's name. And he says, go back. And when the voice comes again, I want you to talk directly to God. I can't help you with this, this direct revelation. All I can tell you is how to get there to hear him. And so Samuel goes back, he lays down, and I can imagine he's excited. He's like, okay, all right, what do I do? I hope that voice comes three times. God has said his name, called his name, his specific name, Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. But this time God comes back, and now a little Samuel, he's ready. Notice within the scripture, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. Now, I'm excited because I want you to get on fire for the Lord. I want you to get excited about the Lord. And when you hear his voice, I want you to say, speak, Lord, your servant hears. There's a lot that's going on in this scripture. This is the point I want to wrap up everything. It's time to hear and respond. Yes, it's time to hear and respond. I believe so many people are hearing, but they're not responding. They're not doing what God has called them to do. God is speaking on a daily basis. Why? That sweet, still, small voice is coming to us, and he's telling us what to do. He's prodding us in a beautiful way, and we're hearing his voice, but we are not responding. But I'm so glad that Samuel said, speak, for your servant hears. Will we come to the point and say, speak, for your servant hears? We come to the point and say, God, I want to be used in an amazing way. I want to be used as I'm going to the grocery store. I want to be used on my job. I want to be used in my family. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. There's a lot of sections to this. He says, speak, Lord, I realize that you're over all. I realize that you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he says, speak, your servant. It means that I am in subjection to you now. I'm going to do what you want me to do, even when I don't understand it, because you are God and God by yourself. The Spirit speaks strongly in the book of Romans, Romans 10:14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As we finish today, we've got to come to the point and say, you know what? God, I need you to speak, Lord. Your servant hears. We got to understand that Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary, that he walked the streets of Galilee. He healed the sick and raised the dead, but he didn't stop right there. He goes down the Via Della Rosa, where he's beaten and a crossbar is put on his back. He goes to Calvary, nails in his hands and nails in his feet. He dies there. They put him in a cold tomb. He gets up on the third day with all power and all glory. He has earned the right, and now he's on the right hand of the Father, interceding for the saints. He's praying for us, and we've got to say, God, use us. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. What's your choice going to be today? This is our season. Yes, this is our season. I read the book, and I'm reading, and I pray that you're reading the book too. I'm telling you, I am seeing so many prophetic things come to pass. This is our season. The scriptures say when darkness comes, then our light is going to shine brighter. Do you realize that so many things have been pushed back because the elect are still here? Yes, there's still more souls to be saved and brought to the knowledge of the truth of Christ. God wants to use you. He wants to use me. We just got to go speak, Lord. We've got to hear his voice. And we've got to respond to that voice. I pray today that you've been encouraged to say, God, I got to do more. I know that we're in a masked society and a social distance society, and we're being quarantined and put in our houses, and we've got curfews and all of those things, but it does not stop our calling. Yes, when we do go out, always be available to be used of the Lord. Oh, maybe it's God speaking to your spirit and saying, you know, pray for that person or ask them about a prayer request. Maybe it's just going over to a person and behind your mask and saying, you know what? Jesus loves you. Or it's going to be all right. Be led of God. Hear his voice. God wants to use us in amazing, amazing ways. Let me pray for you. Father, I just come to you right now and I say, speak, Lord. I first lift up those who don't know you and I pray that they've been touched. Would you help them to confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that, Father, you're raising from the dead and you said that they would be saved. Let them know it's by grace through faith and not of themselves. It's a gift from you. Help them to receive that gift. Now I pray for your saints, Lord. Speak, Lord. There's so much that you're calling us to do. And Lord, I ask you today, Lord, to just warm our hearts. Holy Spirit, have your way. That we be convicted today to hear you and to do what you say. Lord, forgive us for our sins, for the times that we failed, for the times that we've heard you when we chose not to respond. Forgive us, Lord, for so many times mistakenly identifying you for somebody else and we didn't go directly to you. Help us, Lord, to go and pray and seek your face. Now, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for this season in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
When it seems that the doors of progress has closed in your face, and no matter what you do, your friends won't appreciate. You need to just feel the weight and go down. Have mercy.
Speak, Lord. Can't you sense it's getting darker? Lights are going down. But we are the light. Yes, God is saying he wants to use us in a wonderful way. So we've got to let our light shine. That men and women and boys and girls can know Jesus is Lord. But you got to be willing to hear his voice and to do what he tells you to do. Well, until we meet again, you be blessed.